Welcome to Allegedly. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss.
And we are here in the basement of the world famous Comedy Store. Matt's been house shopping, huh?
I have, and I'm putting an offer into something today. The lady said they had multiple offers, and I knew right off the bat, like, I had to say something to, like, sweeten the deal. Mm-hmm. And so my agent's going, like, oh, do you know TMZ? And she wasn't biting. She didn't give a shit about TMZ. And then I was like, she looks a little maternal. And I was like, I'm starting the adoption. She's like, really?
Really?
I was like, yeah, that would be Finn's room, and that would be the nanny's room. She's like, oh, my God. And I was like, all right, I got her in the palm of my hand.
Now, the only woman you've had in the palm of your hand in a while. Now, Matt wants to, so our listeners know, Matt is a single homosexual gentleman who wants to have a child and raise it alone.
That's true.
And have a live-in nanny as well.
Maybe I can get a manny.
No,
well, maybe
dude.
I could knock out two birds with one stone.
Oh, you're going to be knocking out the bird in the other room while the baby's crying. That's what's going to be going on, dude.
Especially if it's like a foreign one that doesn't know better.
You're like, look, as soon as you blow out your 18th birthday cake candles, can you come over and nanny?
Oh, it's sad because it's not that far from the truth.
There's going to be two cribs, one for the baby and one for this tall adult.
And how have you been, Theo? You were out and about.
I've been dealing with some stuff on a personal level, man. What's been going on?
You were in New York.
I was in New York, dude. I had a good time. Had some great comedy sets.
How's the New York scene differ from this?
Oh, it's intense over there, man. But, you know, I'm fighting and I'm trying to get out there and just get my humps in and just, you know, show my mettle.
Yes.
But it was good, man. Daryl Strawberry, I was on Opie and Jim Norton radio show.
With Daryl Strawberry?
Daryl Strawberry
Even
was on
Even I know
there.
That name.
Yeah, and he has
he
that.
He played baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played baseball and he also was in the Hall of Fame for cocaine. But he came in,
Did
dude.
You guys have fun?
No, dude, we didn't party, man.
Okay.
I just went to a meeting, actually, the other day, bro.
Good for you.
So, I'm checking out the meeting scenario. You know, I don't know if it's for me, but so I'm not, you know, trying to latch myself onto that bandwagon or anything like that, but, you know, just kind of seeing what that's about. But Daryl Strawberry, I'll say this, dude. Biggest nostrils I've ever seen on a human. And I have a big nose, so... Coming from me, I think that means something.
And he's not Jewish.
And he's not Jewish.
I don't think he is. Strawberry doesn't sound like a Jewish last name
to
me.
But you guys have the long kind of like looking for something nostrils, sort of.
Like, no, it's like the hook kind of like we're trying to catch fish.
Like we're
going to
bait you into something?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Like we're going
to... Like dip it into the tip of the ocean and then see what we can get.
Like we're going to kind of sniff out this deal over here a little bit? Yeah. Strawberry has... I'm going to sniff out... Like there's no way he couldn't have done cocaine. Like he can do cinnamon if it's in the next room. Like this dude will put a spice rack on its knees, bro. Just one inhale and things across the room kind of move a little.
Now, I want to talk about two things before we bring our guests in. One is we talked about Stranger Things, this new show on Netflix, which I had the fortunate opportunity of going to the premiere of, and which was the best time.
God, it
and
sense.
It's an awesome show, and I love it. And I know you're watching it.
Oh, yeah.
You're addicted.
Yeah, the cleaning guy came over this morning, and he's like literally vacuuming around my bed as I'm laying.
You have a cleaning guy?
Watching Stranger Things. Yeah, and his name is Cristobal.
Okay.
He's like an ex-raver. He's this Latino guy. He's probably about 41.
Okay.
And he always comes in all mollied out, and he just vacuums and listens to like rap music.
And the second thing I wanted to talk about is this movie, and our guest is in this movie.
I know.
This
I've heard
weekend.
About it.
You know I'm a huge horror fan.
I've heard it's great.
Huge horror movie fan. I will see any horror movie. And then not only has this movie, Lights Out, gotten good reviews, but it looks... scary as fuck.
Well, look, I'm ready to be scared because most of the shit they've been throwing out there has been absolutely horrid over
the
years.
That's true.
That's one of the things that I want to talk to Alexander about, so I'm stoked about that. And we have Ari Manis throwing on his headset right now.
I'm here in the studio with you guys.
Wow. Looking handsome today, Ari.
Thanks, man. I got a haircut because I bombed so hard at the improv that I just needed to change my life around.
Oh, really? It went bad?
Yeah, well, I performed one of those teen tours for just an audience of 16-year-olds.
Oh, it's horrible.
I was on a teen
and
tour.
I
sure
felt like I was in
creeps.
High school all over again. I was bullied. They were bullying me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it changed my life. I had to go get a haircut immediately after the set. I went straight from the improv to the barbershop.
But think how many bad Snapchats you're on right now.
Like, that's
think
true.
Like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just want to adopt you.
Okay, thanks, stop, dude.
Free rent. Free rent.
Yeah. Free rent. Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah. Wow. Before this gets any seedier. All right, we'll be right back with round one.
All right, we are back now with our special guest, Alexander DePersia.
Yo.
He is the one I was referring to in this awesome looking. I haven't seen it yet.
It's the best movie and you'll ever see.
He said awesome looking is you. He's talking about you. Like literally, true. This guy's coming in as fine as fuck. And I'm like, first of all, calm down, dude. Me and Ari are heterosexuals.
Why are you blowing up my game right now?
Because, dude, I'm just... I heard
the rumors that Percy got left
in here. We'll say you seem decent. I'll give him a 7.
7.5.
There you go.
See? Add a little personality.
That's true.
My bad.
We'll reassess at the end of the thing.
Okay, yeah.
See how your numbers
went. We'll re-rate.
Starting off at a 7. Some of it because of jealousy, though.
Oh, all right. Okay. Let it be known I'm a fucking 9.
How tall are you? Oh, he's an 8. Look at that.
Ari has the ceiling.
Yeah, wow. Ari, back off, bitch.
Yeah.
He's all yours.
Hearing your head bump against something just got mad a little erect.
All right. Fair enough.
All right.
That's what I have realized by doing podcasts. I could just bring hot guys in here who have to talk to me. That's the new thing.
Yeah, like, no shit. You gotta drive across town for a couple of these freaking...
It's like talking to a bartender. They can't leave. You know, you kind of have to sit there like,
that's true.
What's going on? How you doing?
Exactly. Or like someone you have chained to your radiator.
I'll see you tomorrow night and the night after.
So yes, welcome. Thank you for joining us today, man.
Thanks for having me.
If I didn't follow it up, Lights Out. This movie looks awesome and scary. And I know I saw the short that it's based on. So it was based on a short film. Mm-hmm. And the concept is really simple, which is basically lights on. You don't see anything. Lights out. Like there's a demon or ghost or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Yeah,
there's goblins.
And yeah, that's such an amazing idea that I can't believe... It's one of those ideas. I'm like, fuck, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty like that and like painting like Picasso and Facebook. We should have thought of all these things.
We screw up. Sarah Lee cupcakes. How we screw that up?
We're in the basement of the Comedy Store. Fair enough. It's
all
right.
We missed it all.
We're still doing okay.
Well, yeah. Speaking of horror, they used to do abortions allegedly in the room right across there, and that's a true story. When this used to be Ciro's.
I smelled something. Yeah.
Oh, that ain't the chicken fingers. Ari Manis.
They say it's haunted by the ghosts of the aborted babies, right?
Ari? Let's go to Ari, because Ari's a former employee and a comedian as well.
You know, this used to be Ciro's before it was the Comedy Store, and that was ran by the mob, the Los Angeles mob. So apparently they used to abort babies and also just kill people who they wanted to kill, and then they would transport their bodies out this little tunnel.
Yeah.
And yeah, so apparently
because it's
a
tunnel that went under Sunset, and you can still the doors are still there.
Oh, so they kill them down here, put them over there.
Over there,
yeah.
Wow.
Because then the police would be like, how'd they get over here? There's no way they were killed over there and just ended up here.
They went across the street, eh?
Dead man walking? No, I'm not buying that.
Okay, so
and haircuts they would do, so you could pretty much get anything.
Yeah, you could literally it's a one-stop shop.
Umbilical cord cuts, haircuts, whatever. So
I got a perm, and I got rid of Patrick. You know,
they don't.
Well,
name
he looked
them.
Like a Patrick. We weren't quite sure. Yeah.
They don't get attached.
So small.
All right. So
pretty dark. Speaking of darkness, though, we're gonna get dark on this episode because you're the star of a new horror movie. So we're gonna keep it maybe dark. First round is Matt and I each tell a story. You're gonna be the judge of whose story was better. You can base it on any criteria you want.
Well, you already gave me a 7, so you're starting to look bad. He didn't rate me, though, so I don't know where he's
right,
at.
So you look in his eyes and you just wonder still what you are. Yeah. At least over here you know.
Yeah, there's a little pain. I see some pain.
Oh, there's a lot of pain. This guy
there's a lot of pain.
He's just been abused.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's a grinder regular over here. You can go first, Matthew. How about that? Let's get 3 minutes on the clock. Ari Manis. Ari's going to serve as our moral compass after each story. He'll chime in with what he thinks is the moral of each story.
The moral compass.
Well put.
Giving the moral. Okay, so I'm going to talk about. We ready? We good?
Just talk about.
I'm going to talk about one of the allegedly most scariest moments in my life, and that was I lived in New York, and one time I lived in the East Village. I was walking.
Oh, when the local bagel place was closed. That's what this is.
And it was a horror. That was like a horror movie.
The horror.
The horror. No, God. And so I was walking to my friend's place, right? Mm-hmm. And I show up to my friend's place, and I have got dirt all over me. I have my hood on, and I've got a big bruise on my face. And I was like, I was mugged. You know, I was mugged on the streets of New York. And he's like, are you okay? Like, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't know. I just need to freak out. And granted, this was a friend who I found very attractive and wanted to impress.
Were you really mugged?
So I went in the bathroom.
I rubbed his face in the dirt.
I did.
Broke his arm.
So I went into the bathroom and I cleaned myself up and I'm like, what did I just do?
I know what you did. You're the Jeffrey Dahmer of homosexuality.
No.
Basically is what you
Jeffrey
are.
Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't
so
straight.
So here's the God's honest truth. Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
God's honest truth. Have you ever had a zit that was just so bad and that you played with it kind of all day and then it just got turned into this like kind of big bruise? And so I had it.
My life is that zit.
There you go. So imagine
that's
that.
That's a good joke. Can I have that?
So I had that. Give and it was an all day thing. And I was going to this friend's house. And I was so embarrassed by the way I looked when I was walking over there. I was like, how am I going to, like, I need some excuse for this. Like, I can't. And I was just like, all right, you're in New York. Like, you got mugged, right? And I was like, okay, this is some rabbits. And I'm like, all right, Matt, well, what are you going to do to make him believe? So I literally stopped at, like, there was like one like tree and I had the dirt on and I started putting it on my face like an idiot. And so I was walked up, I ripped.
This is some serial killer shit.
Yeah, this is some serious
shit.
The lengths I will go to.
It's like when he's got the broken arm in times.
Here's the thing. The guy was straight. Wasn't even like, it wasn't even possible, but I feel the need to at least, you know, possibly look my best or whatever for even a straight guy. So I did that. I ripped my sleeve and I went in there and then I went in the bathroom and I was in there for a little bit. I was, what am I doing? What am I doing? And I come out. He's like, dude, I called the cops. And I was like, what? You called the cops? And he's like, yeah, they're going to be here any minute and you can tell them everything. I was like, I didn't see the guy. And he was like, well, yeah, yeah. And I was like, no. And this was actually before cell phones even. I mean, they were around, but they weren't like, I didn't have like one. So I had to like use the dormitory phone and like call up. I called and I was like, well, I'm like, this can't work. So I called 911 mm-hmm. and I was like, hey, someone just called on my behalf. I just want to like cancel that. You know, like, what do you do? It's like a pizza. Like, I'm good. There's a misunderstanding here. You know, like, and they said to me like, what? And like, they even said like, are you under duress right now? And I was like, no. Honestly, there's a whole misunderstanding. And then I got, you know, scolded. Like, you cannot abuse the
operator.
Yeah, like, how dare you abuse the police, you know? And I said, no. Then I was kind of backtracking. I was like, no, something really happened, but I don't even want to go into it, and I'm fine. And so the guy, and so meanwhile, I have this gigantic bruise of a zit on my head that I'm so self-conscious about. So basically, it ended with the police not coming, thank God, me not coming either, no pun intended. And I went home.
Yeah, what kind of mugged person beats off after?
I went home with just me and my zit.
Me.
Yeah, right? The best kind. So, no, I was never mugged, but God's honest truth, I pretended, and this guy still to this day probably does not know that I was not
so
mugged.
So he didn't hear you call the cops?
No.
Where was it?
I think it was like in the other room. I think I went to his room, had the phone instead of the main room.
You're nuts, dude.
The rotary phone.
I'm not saying it wasn't psychopathic. It was just this is just where my mind goes.
Ari, chime in here, please.
I'd say you're a bad liar. Is what I learned from that story.
Okay.
You're just like, you didn't commit. If I was you and I already committed that far, you let the cops come. You tell the cops your fake story. You keep going on with
then
it.
It's on like a record and stuff.
Yeah. I'm with Ari on that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm even with Ari on this. You sound like a creep with that.
Yeah, when you lie your whole life.
I didn't say I had my shit together.
Yeah, when you lie your whole life. Yeah, don't be in and out of the game.
If I was him, the cops not showing up, I'd be like, I think he's lying. This is weird.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then he would probably distrust the police now.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like, I'm a good enough actor.
All right, so.
Starting the clock.
3 minutes, please. As a comedian, a lot of times you get asked to go do shows, military bases, right? And it's pretty cool. Like, sometimes you can go on different tours in the Middle East and stuff like that. I've been on tours in Europe.
You see my camo green shirt,
been out
right?
of Singapore. Yeah, see that camo
he's
green.
He's pandering already.
Or pandering, yeah. Mm-hmm. Palette pandering here. So we're doing a tour in Iraq, right? In
is this true?
We flew into like...
Did you almost say Iraq?
Yeah. But and I probably still will say it the other way again. I usually say it both ways.
I don't know
is
which
Iraq
one is
wrong.
It.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't
nobody
know.
Knows which okay. one it is. There's no real answer.
I just called over there.
Iraq. Oh. Some people call it Iraq.
Yeah, no, I was over there.
Over there.
I was in the shit.
Yeah, I was in the shit.
People get it.
So I was in the shit, man, and you fly into this base that was the base we flew into was huge, and it's like, I mean, there's gyms, there's like basketball leagues and everything, and I mean it's as nice as can be for troops that are over there, right? And then you go off to these little smaller bases and you stay there for a night or two, and then you come back to the big base. It's about a 2 or 3 week trip overall. Well, one base we go to, there's this girl.
Oh no, a soldier.
She's a soldier. And we do the show and everything's chill. And afterwards she kind of says hello. And then I'm back in, and then they take,
hello.
Yeah, that's how, cause you don't get a lot of time to say much, right? Cause like, it's obvious that everybody's like, they just want to keep you guys away from each other for some reason, I guess. I mean, you tell the jokes and then you're hidden, right?
Don't feed the comics.
Yeah. So I get hit up by this girl on Facebook and she's like, hey, what's going on?
You're still on the base.
While I'm still on my base, right? On the base. And I don't know how secure these lines are or whatever. Right? So, I'm like, she's like, what's going on? I was like, oh, not much. She's like, where are you staying at? And the base is like locked in. There's no way. Yeah, I'm staying at the courtyard.
Maryland. Right past the barbed wire. Take two lefts and there's a bunch of ammunition. I'm right there.
Literally, that's the truth too. And I'm just trying to like explain where I am because I don't even really know. You know, I'm like, there's like, you know, some boxes of like cornmeal next to me. Like, it's pretty. Anyway, so she's like, well, can you get to the airfield's unsecure tonight? She's like, I'll give you a blowjob in a Black Hawk helicopter if you can get to the airfield.
Yo, I'm going right now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow, really? So then,
your story is getting destroyed, by the way.
Here's what happens. Dude. And here's what happened, though. I swear to God, bro. She had the biggest zit ever on her neck.
Oh, I see. So you're going.
I'm not even joking, dude.
Okay.
I'm not even.
So I get
neck
points.
Zits are intense.
Oh, bro, this thing, yes.
I get points for prompting this story, though.
This thing, like if she wore a turtleneck, like it would get hung up on the, like it would get, it would like be kind of hung up higher on one side, you
all
know?
All right, that's funny.
And I'm just like, I'm on this base, like what if I get, like I'm sneaking across a military base now, like what am I going to look like? And it's obviously going to look like I'm sneaking for something because I'm sneaking for a blowjob, and then I'm going to be getting into a helicopter, like. So literally,
did she tell you like the fourth Blackhawk from the left?
She just said there's two of them, right? So I get out, I head down like this little street, and I'm like literally hiding behind everything as I go along the thing to get to this helicopter, get into this little kind of like shed thing that she told me about. She takes me into this fucking helicopter, bro, opens a door and lay in there and get a blowjob. But the whole time I am like so like.
Were you holding on to it? Like on her head? One ear and one zit?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No, I was just worried that the zit was going to get off before I did. That's what I was worried the whole time. I swear, dude.
And that's your 3 minutes.
The eruption.
That's your 3 minutes. Good job. Okay.
True story, but I didn't even think that it had the neck zit in it until
okay,
I got
fair
into
enough.
It.
I don't like deciding, but the victory is.
Oh, boom! Early victory. I mean, it was honest early, man. I mean, and he's up to an 8.
You know where my head's at.
And he's down to a 7.
8.
just kidding. Kidding. All right, now we move
on. A cum joke, a zit.
Yeah.
A Black Hawk. A blowjob. Yeah.
He put in my request.
A blowjob. You had a zit.
You did.
Some sex.
I had the police. Yeah, well,
the
one
police
up me.
Didn't come.
Oh, that's true.
Nobody came.
Nobody came.
You had the entire military, so I guess you
I still cannot even believe that occurred. I got to go back and look through my Facebook messages and see.
It seems very dirty.
Yeah, you might be flagged.
Yeah. Well, I just can't believe how unsecure is this base where people are just milling about getting blowjobs.
Those helicopters can't be clean.
Dude.
I've been saying that for years. Blackhawks can't be clean.
But I'm too. All right, now we move on to round two, which is our interview segment where we will take turns asking you questions.
Wait, hold on. We still get my morals. Are a moral minority?
All right.
One quick question. Mm-hmm. So did you know about the zit before you met up with her at the Blackhawk?
Yes.
You did, but you still went.
And I had reservations about it.
It just goes to show you how lonely it is out there in Iraq and how lucky you are. There's tons of soldiers that would have wanted that blowjob,
for
but
sure.
Instead you took it for yourself, and I appreciate that.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that then, I think.
You're a hero.
I think
thank you.
So.
I think.
I don't
thank
know.
You for your service.
God bless our troops.
Okay. Round two, our interview segment. We'll ask you questions. You have to pick a winner at the end of this.
Of who's a better interviewer.
Oh.
Yes. Separate
and it can
round.
Be based on whatever.
Interesting.
Based on whatever.
I'm going to start.
You can start.
Since I'm
winning.
Since
you won that round.
I rarely win because Matt has a bunch of liberal anarchists in here who... all right. So being in a horror film now, I feel like we're so disconnected, like as humans, that it's harder for younger generation to understand like a real horror film.
Oh, yeah.
Like a horror film to them is like The Power's Out. Right. You know, like that would
no,
be.
No, their cell phone is
Yeah, their
charged,
cell phone is
right?
dead.
It's
right?
dead. Like for like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
yeah I am sure there's been movies about like the cell phone problems too, like
right,
horror
but,
movies.
But
yeah.
that's their horror. But there's no way that that is that, that affects you in the heart and in like the
you
soul.
You mean in the way like that old school movie?
Oh, yeah, like
yeah,
the thing
like
where you like.
Really creepy motherfucker. Yeah. Like everything from like Freddy Krueger to, you know, Hannibal Lecter. When
yes.
you watch it and you're young right. and you're like, I shouldn't be watching this and I know it. And it saves you your whole life.
Yes.
More or less.
Until yes.
you like do enough drinking and drugs that you kind of forget about it. Yeah. And you're like, what was that movie, man? The nightmare. It was a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
What was it about anyways?
Exactly. So do you feel like that it's tougher to connect with that younger audience, that it's almost impossible? Like, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to connect to, I guess millennials, is that what we call
yeah,
them?
With,
yeah,
with
a millennial
with
audience. With horror? For sure. I think they're not, I guess the last big great horror, well, you know, James Wan's done these Conjuring and Insidious, but they're not like the old school ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those ended at like Scream maybe, but that had that comedic aspect
yeah.
to it.
Right.
I think it's definitely harder to connect. First of all, it's harder to get their attention, right?
Right. Yeah.
Luckily, our movie's super short. So.
Right?
Is it really?
But yeah. It's
okay.
Like, I think it's like 88 minutes or something
that's
like that.
Great.
So you can be like in and out and
lights
watch
on,
the movie
lights
and
off.
Like get wherever you need to go with your Pokemon. You know?
Right,
like,
right.
Show the fuck up wherever you need to be.
The
yeah,
perfect Pokemon break.
Yeah, right?
Movie.
A little, all right, we'll do a little break, then we'll go do it.
Yeah.
yeah, I think it's definitely harder to connect to a younger audience, period. I think like TV-wise, it's probably really hard to get shows that keep going for like more than a season.
Right.
I mean, I guess you can get like these young adult like vampire-y things and they're hooked on it or whatever it is. But I think a new concept in general, it's hard to get young people hooked on because the attention spans are just smaller and smaller and smaller as the generations go on. Right?
But horror isn't really like, I mean, horror's not a new concept. I know you're not saying that, but I'm asking, do you feel like they can even understand?
They're like what's scared, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they can. I give them enough credit to be able to be scared. If we can get them to the movie theater, you know what? Maybe they'll put the Pokemon thing in the movie theater. And
oh, yeah, that's what they should do.
To the movie theater to
oh my
get,
God.
They have to buy a ticket just to get the Pokemon.
Brilliant marketing.
Brilliant
team.
Marketing.
Brilliant.
So can we patent this? Now?
Yeah, Lights Out. Go see Lights Out and you'll get your Hinsu or whatever
yeah.
the thing is. I want to ask, now I feel like horror movies are judged in two ways, very strongly because people love and hold it to high standards, or very forgivably, like, oh, I just want to have like...
Just want to have fun.
I just want to have
fun
and have a good scare. Where does Lights Out fall in this? Is it up there in like I mean,
we're a damn good film. You know, we have awesome scares in it, right? You've got that awesome kind of summertime, go get the shit scared out of you, quick, go home, talk about it with your friends. But we also have like a really nice, not nice, it's dark. There's a story of a family that's like kind of haunted by this ghost. And we have such good, talented, wonderful people in it that you're hooked by this story. And then you're also hooked on the scares of this whole thing. So you
right.
get a little combination of both. You know, our reviews so far have kind of said that, you know, it's
the
not.
The reviews have been good.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, they're pretty badass for now. I'm pretty happy
yeah.
with them. Hopefully, like, we can stick throughout the week and get to Friday with
yeah,
these reviews.
Man.
But they've been solid. And I think it's because this movie is solid. It's not, like, super campy. It's not like, okay, I'm going to go see the movie with, like a really hot blonde chick with big tits and then like a brunette and maybe like a half Asian chick and then a dude who played football
right
and then like a nerd but if he takes his glasses off he's super hot or something like,
right
and then like the mom like there's not all that shit where you're like this is a classic horror movie this is what right. I'm into but what it does have is that it's got a really like you said a simple concept for scares
yeah
which is great which gets you jumping out of your seat and then it's got like this little family you care a little bit about them
right.
and what's gonna happen
and it's
that.
Got Teresa Palmer
it's got Teresa and it's got Maria Bello who's been
I love
a
Maria
smoke show forever you know
now, do you know Teresa Palmer I think you would like her.
I don't. I'm going to write her down. Now, was it hard to, is it hard not to hit on hot chicks on the set, or how does that go?
Yeah, I find it hard not to hit on hot chicks.
Anywhere. Yeah.
But on set, it's like, I'm not like the guy who's, I've never been good at like talking to a girl at a bar. It's like
right.
not something that's in my wheelhouse.
Right.
If somebody's like, hey, this is Jennifer, I'll be like, hi, Jennifer, and I'm good to go. Or if I sit down next to somebody at dinner, I'm like, can talk to them. But like just talking to a stranger, I just can't figure out how to do it.
Yeah, we can't either, can we, Ari?
No, I'm very bad at that.
I
right?
can
like,
feel
how
Ari
do
chiming
do
in
it?
Here. Yeah. I don't do it.
I don't do it. Yeah,
I have friends
do it.
That do
I'm
it.
Scared.
When I watch them do it, I'm like, what is this dirtbag doing?
Yes,
yeah, and they're just
exactly.
like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah. And then the girls fall for
yeah,
it, though.
Like, yeah. yeah, I got her number. I'm like, you did what? Like, yeah. you're disgusting.
And then you think, and then you think to yourself, well, I don't want that kind of girl anyway, but you really do.
Yeah,
I really
yeah,
do want that kind of girl.
You start rationalizing it,
you just want that confidence, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, none of us. I don't have it. None of us have it in this room, apparently.
Wait, says the guy who like stalked somebody and almost killed them.
Yeah. Says the guy who's fucking putting dirt on his face.
I need to get almost get arrested.
Like, you could probably walk into a bar with some dirt on your face and the girl's like, "You okay?" You're like, "I'm in. I'm good."
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I just did it. I'm just not the right guy to do it, but some people could pull it off. Teresa, is she married?
Teresa's married. Yeah. Teresa is married. She has a stepson, a son, and a third on the way.
Was that hard for you? Because she is, I'm not kidding, she's gorgeous. Stunning. Did you see Point Break, the remake?
Oh, yeah, remember we went
we went that. She's the girl in that.
She's the one girl.
Pretty gal in it.
Yeah.
The
pretty gal.
Yeah.
Teresa's beautiful. I wouldn't say it was hard. I think like my big cutoff of all things is like marriage. Like that's the
yes.
I don't really have many boundaries, but that's the one boundary.
Right.
A, because like I have kind of a moral objection to it, and B, it's kind of how you get shot.
Right. No, that's true. Like, right, you couldn't feel bad if you got shot.
Yeah, like, and I would kind of like avoid being shot or stabbed.
Fair enough.
Like, super attacked by something. Safety first. And like any moral dilemmas, you know, I don't want to lose sleep over anything. So, I mean, it was all good. It was all cool. So
difficult. Speaking of boundaries and, you know,
where are we going with this?
I'm just curious, where do men fall in that?
Where do men fall in that?
Yes. I'm just curious.
Where are my boundaries with men?
Yes.
I actually have a ridiculous story to tell.
Yeah, then we want to know that.
I've told it to two people so far, so you guys will be the third, fourth, and fifth.
Does it involve Richard Simmons?
It involves my favorite massage place.
Oh,
not
man.
Just for sake of it. I still can't decide if I'm ever going to go back, but it's here in L.A. I've been going there probably 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I went the other night. I have a bad back. I went for a massage. I called. I said, "You going to be available?" They said, "Yeah, we got somebody available. Come on in." So I drove over, and they said, "Listen, it's like a half hour wait for a chick, or like it's a." Well, they said, "Girl." I didn't say chick.
Right.
And they were like, "Oh, you can go now with a guy." And I was like, "I'm fine with a guy. Whatever. Guys are strong. I don't mind a guy massage." So I can't believe I'm telling this story.
It's all right, man. I'll one up you after this with one.
I've been there.
So so he starts, and you know, face down. Classic, you know, I have a tough lower back, so he's going in the lower back with the elbow. And, you know, as he's kind of working my glute, his hand is, like, slipping in my ass crack a bit. And I'm like, part of me is like, this is fine, dude. Like, don't be weird. Like, he's just he's just giving you a massage.
Like that attitude.
You're
very
weird
good.
If you say he's weird.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
but he's getting a little San Andreas.
He's getting in the fault.
Yeah.
He's getting in the fault. There's a crevasse, man. And he's falling all the way in. You
he's
know?
Spelunkering.
Wow. And he's he's like getting close and close, and he like keeps coming up my thigh, and he's getting close. He's not doing like the classic come up the thigh that some of you two of you guys might know about.
Yeah.
But it's another
we
kind
just
of
go straight
come
to it,
up the thigh.
Okay.
And so but he's really working the muscle good, so I'm like, I'm confused as to what's going on here. You know, I'm totally fine with it. And he flips, this is terrible. And then he flips me over, and it's time to do like the shoulders and the neck or whatever. And then he starts doing like my right leg, which he does like a pretty good job on the right leg. He's coming up the thigh a little bit, but everything's fine. And like I'm in my head, I'm thinking, am I?
And are you sprouting any? Or are you staying pretty chill?
No, like I'm literally like, yo, I'm thinking, is there a chance I'm gay? Is there a chance?
And
so I'm like almost.
And he's testing
I'm like
you
testing
though.
My, and I'm testing myself at this.
I
point.
Like that. Okay.
I'm like, I'm fucking rolling with this to see what happens.
Right.
But like, I'm pretty cool. And then he's like massaging my stomach, and he's getting to like the top of my pubes.
Okay,
like, this is a bit weird. But then he backs off, and I'm like,
right.
All right, you're crazy, dude. Like this is all in your head. This is all.
This
in your
is
head.
A horror. This like, is my horror.
And I'm
movie.
Convinced, like this is me, and I'm all like, I'm my head is spinning. Like,
yeah,
this
I was
the
like,
least
you
relaxing
must,
massage
I must not be enjoying this
in your entire life. Right, yeah, you know? Like it's wild. So then he comes over to the left leg, and at this point he's moved the towel over, so I'm like kind of like. Like nude,
right?
And then you know, in my head, I'm also like, yo, maybe like I haven't had many Thai guys in my life. Like maybe this is just how they do it.
Yeah,
in
maybe it's like a hug
and
in
like,
their country.
What am I like? What's wrong with me? So he comes back up the left leg, gets near the pubes again, and without any fucking warning, he grabs my dick with two hands.
Wow.
Two hands. All right.
Wow.
And I grab his wrist and I look at him like a puppy and I just go stop, and that's it. He takes his hand off. I sit up. He does the on my shoulders.
And he never discusses
so
it.
He continues the massage.
There was maybe like I would say there was maybe like a minute left. It was like the thing, on the back. I get dressed.
No cuddle.
I don't look at him in the face when I leave. I do no tip. I leave. I get in the car.
Wow.
And I'm just like, And I had just been introduced to this really beautiful girl via text through somebody. And we hadn't met. We were just texting.
Right.
And she's like, how's your massage? And I was like, yo, you won't believe it. And I just like told her everything. It's like, I'd been talking to her for literally like 2 hours.
That's hilarious. And how did she respond? Like, was she supportive or was she was,
she found it all pretty funny, you know? Yeah. And then like I went home and I was like, I started to feel like weirder about it as the night went on.
Like weirder in what sense? That you were at fault?
Well, there's that part where you're like confused as to whether you're at fault or not, but also being like, this is my local massage place.
Right.
The guy who owns it wasn't at the front counter as he usually is. So like maybe they sent me in thinking like that's what I wanted. Maybe there's like a...
Maybe this is a jack shack to a lot of dudes.
Like, but like I've gotten so many massages there from women and like nothing.
Well, let me ask you one question. What is this place's number?
I'll write it down. I'm gonna
get a massage.
Dude, you will definitely. No, he'll go with that grin on, and they'll be like, "Get out of here."
Was this an attractive fella?
No, I wouldn't say so. He looked a little bit, you know, the little Asian dude from the Ocean's movies that flips around everywhere.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He looked a lot like that. A
little flipper.
It could have been him.
Yeah, flipper. I think.
Now, were you erect at all for
I
this?
I didn't get. This is the crazy part. I didn't even get slightly erect.
Like, well, nothing. I guess you found your answer then.
I got like opposite. Like, not like cold
it went inward.
Water.
Groundhogging.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, and that's kind of where I was like testing myself.
But
right.
I love.
You're like, at least, Leigh, if I am, then let me figure it out right here.
That was a great answer.
Yeah,
to my question. I love that because it's A, you didn't like go around and like beat the guy
up.
Well,
I know if I beat him
like
up,
that.
It would have meant I was gay. Everybody knows that.
Good right. point. Exactly. And B, but you had
We've seen that in the movies.
Your mind, you were like, I'm going
to
evaluate myself.
You
yeah.
know?
Well, look, and also if you are gay, you want to know. I mean, these days there's so much rigmarole going around and people are, you know, and chicks are blowing you and you don't even know if you're, what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you don't like her because of her zit or do you not like her because Because
it's
like
a woman.
All right, well, yeah. It's a woman.
Yeah. Maybe it's what's attached to the zit. Maybe it's not the zit.
Yeah, it's what's attached
Maybe it's like,
to the
dude,
zit.
This, I'm getting a beautiful blowjob from this zit. And yeah,
exactly.
Like,
and then this guy shows up, and you're like, oh, God, I was into him.
All right. Well, that was a good answer to my question. All right.
It's really interesting. It's an interesting story.
You said you have a one-up?
No, I had a question.
Well, I think once I got to the end, it was like, I don't know if I can one-up.
And I think you were right when you said maybe this is how Thai massages do it. I think that is
Well,
how
I once
Thai
went to dinner with this
it.
Huge yeah. group to this restaurant in, like on the east side of town. Another Thai restaurant. I've been to like 10 times. And they brought over the most unbelievably warm water when we started our meal. Mm-hmm. in water, ice water cups, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it was so warm that we convinced ourselves this was like a traditional Thai thing we didn't know. We were sitting there for a while, and finally some girl was like, excuse me, like this water is really warm. We're like, I can't believe she's saying something. And the waitress touched it, and she's like, oh my God, that's disgusting. I'll get you some ice water right away. And the whole time we were like, oh, you guys, this is a traditional thing. It's like, keep your mouth shut. This is how they do it.
That's hysterical.
The woman was like, you guys are fucking idiots for drinking this.
That's hysterical.
A bunch of people drinking warm water. No, I was going to ask this. How do you deal with like texting with chicks? Because texting with chicks is really confusing. Ari and I talk about this a lot. Is it tough not to play games with the texting game? Because I feel like there's a lot of that goes on.
I don't have any answer for you. This is like it's the worst part of being in the world.
So you feel
nowadays.
It too. We're just getting another guy's take on it. We can't ask Matt.
I feel it on
I text
the daily.
Too.
It's the daily. It's like the
That's
hardest
true,
part of life, you know?
Yeah.
Like cancer, fine, you know, war, fine. Texting, no.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't, I can't figure it out.
There are
like,
no answers.
I just don't know, I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try and like put myself in their shoes type of thing. Like, hey, have there been any girls recently that I've stopped texting? And I'm like, yeah, kind of, but at least like there's usually like a hint. Like, oh, yeah, I'm taking off for a month on vacation, and you know, I'll text you when I get back. Like at least some sort of warning.
Yeah.
Not like a, you know, one night you get like a, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You tell them what's up, and the next day you're like, oh, you know, you want to have dinner tonight? And then it's like, well, not even that. It's not even you want to have dinner. It's like my latte had a pube in it.
Yeah.
And then there's no response to that, and you're like, should I not have
said that?
Like I thought she would have found it funny if I told her there was a pube in my latte. And there's no answer. Texting is impossible. The answers aren't out there.
For Matt, that's a warning sign at Matt.
Shut up. If there's a pube in the latte, he goes.
Shut up. How is Grindr not a coffee place as well? That's what I want to know. Shouldn't it be?
Shut up.
But
I'm taking it you're single
Grindr.
Though. You're a single fella.
I'm a single fella.
Are you enjoying the Hollywood bachelor life? Especially as you're like,
I know now as your movie comes out,
movie coming out and stuff like that. I,
you know, to be perfectly honest, I'm like, I'm just kind of hustling on the work front right now.
Yeah, that's
seeing
good.
What I can get.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've found like the busier you get, the more you have to have somebody in your life that understands that this is like an abnormal kind of life where you're like traveling all the time and going somewhere and doing something and like. Maybe like the only free time you have is like to go to some event. You're like, hey, do you want to go to this thing with me? And it's very weird.
That's what
it's,
it is. Weird. Yeah. It is hurried. Very hard. We've both had issues with that.
It's hurried.
It is hurried.
It's hurried.
And then you try to hurry things as well. And that's where the texting thing gets all fucked up. Because you're like, oh, I'm only going to be in town for a week and then I'm gone for a month. So you tell you're like, we have to have dinner this week or you'll never see me again.
And then they're like, this guy's nuts.
Yeah. He's crazy. He texted me like twice.
He wants
yesterday.
To see me? What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Are you dating the girl from Clueless?
No, sorry. I don't know what that is. But I will ask this.
I want to ask, one of my favorite things to do is look at people's IMDBs and see roles they had, such as male evacuee number 2.
Yeah, probably my most prestigious role.
I love that.
What were you running from? Because it's ironic you were scared in that.
I'll be perfectly honest. I never saw that film, nor do I think I ever will, but I don't know what I was running from. I think some sort of plague.
This was I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was running to Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
And that dog, too.
And I saw it in the commercial. That's as far as I went.
That's awesome.
Male evacuee number 2.
Yeah. Number 1 really crushed it.
Where's his career now?
It's Channing Tatum probably.
Do you feel like you have a look that is like a scared look? Like, do you feel like you have, because some people have a look, especially these days with the accessibility to so many people and types of people that Hollywood has and casting directors have. Like, I feel like they can really get exactly what they want usually most of the time if they're good at their jobs. Do you feel like you have a look that fits with that genre?
Do I have a scared look? I think I have like a hero look.
Yeah. Well, not like a
like
scared
a save
like
the day look. Like
right. Yeah, I don't mean that. I just mean
was that scary?
Because like sometimes you'll meet some like you'll meet a chick and you're like, oh, she works perfect like in like a British movie or like anything. It's
well,
like
she has a British accent.
Yeah.
And she's like,
or and she her teeth like, are fucked up.
Yeah. She's kind of pale and her
she's
teeth
drinking
are
drinking tea. You're like, she's got to be great in the Pride and Prejudice.
Jane
3.
Austen.
Or yeah, you'll see like somebody who's kind of like hasn't like who's like underdeveloped a little bit. And you're like, oh, they look perfect in like a like the Irish or Settling America kind of movie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there are so many of those these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get enough
Brooklyn.
Of those Irish Settling America.
He saw Brooklyn. He's
never
talking
mind.
About
never
the
mind.
Girl whose name nobody can
this
say.
This one will talk to people. This one will talk to people.
Now, you also do, which I also love, is art. You're a big art fan.
Yeah.
And you've done some curating and stuff. And do you still?
Yeah, yeah, constantly. Constantly.
What about that versus like Hollywood or whatever and acting and stuff?
Well, you're not
what
totally in control in Hollywood. You know, you take 100%. Auditions, you take meetings, you go meet with the director, and like you kind of sit around waiting, hoping your next job comes along, and it's kind of based on how well your last job did or, you know, if you're getting good press or whatever it is. So art world for me is something that I really love just because I'm handling beautiful things and seeing beautiful things and being able to put something in a building and it affects somebody's day or whoever works there. And, you know, that's a grandiose way of putting it, but it's a business that I have control over. I can make something. I mean, yeah, sure, I can sit down and make short films and write stuff and do whatever, but in that side of my business, it enables me to create on my own and create some income on my own and to do what I need to do and still be kind of satisfied in an artistic way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still seeing beautiful things. I'm still
it's so funny to. When we had Dennis Quaid and he was on he's on the show The Art of More, which is kind of about this.
Yeah.
The back.
Yeah, yeah.
The all that stuff that goes behind the scenes in the
I've
art
seen
world.
The poster.
Is that realistic? Is
I
there
haven't
like,
seen the show, but I'm sure it is. You know, it's a
there's
a
lot
dirt,
of
it's
like
a dirty world.
Yeah, that's what's going to.
But
say.
You're staying at the level where it's more pure. Is that where you're at? Are you getting in the dirt of it? I mean,
I get in the dirt.
Jesus
I mean, I just
Christ.
Had like. On the drive over here, I had like two massive yelling matches on the phone, on the speakerphone.
About art?
I was that guy like yelling at the stoplight, you know, when people are looking into the car.
Yeah,
about art, about a deal kind of gone sideways.
Mm.
Wow.
And I'm caught in the middle of it.
And it should be said he's wearing a shirt with paint on it right now.
Wow, guilty.
Oh, that's a real artist.
Is that paint or bleach?
I'd like to get some blood
out. Matt's hoping it's probably...
All right.
The big spray
No, I think
over
it's
here.
Really cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's cool. I was actually concerned that I was going to come in here in like a shit mood because of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good. Look, I mean, I've had people, no one's ever left here in a bad mood.
Never.
Even
never.
The shittiest people we've ever had in.
Yeah, we've
except
had
except for
whole...
that one shitstorm. Who was that guy, the real estate agent?
Oh, Josh Flagg.
Oh, my God.
Well, that, I mean, Come on, what do you expect?
But still, I've never met anybody. He was definitely...
He was just mean.
He's just broken.
It just did not work well.
Yeah, he seems mean on that show.
He's just broken. There's nothing to him. What scares you? That's my last question.
Not receiving that text back, you know?
I feel you there.
Just staring at the phone, waiting for the beep. That's about the scariest thing in life.
Yeah. Aww.
But at least, you know, like at a massage parlor, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You won there.
Yeah, I can go back there right now after this.
If you need to get cast
for something. I feel terrible but great about myself.
It's true. I want to ask something that combines both your worlds, someone you know. So you're buddies with Vito Schnabel, right?
I am.
And he's dating Heidi Klum, who you have worked with many times.
Yeah, I've seen her, like literally one time, she like, I was in this makeup chair and she stood right here. And she like yelled my name. And so I turned, but she yelled it like away. So I thought she was far away. And she had like her Klums like right there.
Klums.
By my face, yeah. And I was like, whoa, Wiedersehen.
Well done.
Yeah.
You like her? You like them together?
Yeah, so cool, man. They've been together for a while.
A real while.
Yeah, like a few, I think 2 years, something like that.
Is she a cool chick?
Yeah, she's a cool lady.
You like her, Theo? You've hung out with her.
I did like her. I thought that she was super cool. I mean, I didn't... You know, I don't know what she's like a ton in her personal life.
Right.
But I mean...
There's definitely a lot of uncool people out there. She certainly ranks on the cool list.
On the cool list, yeah. Have you met in this Hollywood and stuff and working with people, a lot of uncool people? Not naming names, but...
Yeah, you meet affected people and you meet people who think that their lives are much more important than they are.
Right. That's the worst.
Like based on their Instagram followers. You know what I mean? It's like, great.
That's the worst.
They're like, I think there's like a homeless guy in Idaho with like a million Instagram followers people think is good. But like here, it's like a judge of... People seem to think it's a judge of their self-worth and, you know, or makes them better than the people they're around. It doesn't at all.
Right. And I have one final question is that I saw some of your Instagram pictures and I saw you got a nice six-pack there. He does.
He doesn't stop, does he?
Well,
he doesn't, dude. I've been, I think, roofied before by him.
Shut up.
He'll give me a ride home sometimes. He'll be like, I'm going to walk you in. I'm like, dude, it's 2 in the afternoon.
Shut up.
I'm like, there's nothing to do here, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm masturbating at the gym. I'm dry as a cat's meow, brother.
All right, forget it. I won't ask. Nice abs.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm both jealous and... okay. Anyway, so
you can finish that sentence, Jillison. What?
And you
as
know,
you know, I'm open to these things. We've
exactly.
This.
Hold on.
It's a test.
This mic. Let's just say I would have gone with a solid 8.5, and now we're up to a solid 9.
Look at that. You don't want to go 10 because then you can only go down.
That's true.
If you're 10, you're
I didn't fun. Say what my scale was.
That's true.
I didn't say it was 1 to 10.
It could be to 14.
All right. So, and last
or 1 to 9.
Yeah. It could be 1 to 9. That's true.
Before we finish the interview, tell us about Good Girls Revolt.
Good Girls Revolt is a really cool, it's a period piece.
It's an Amazon show.
It's an Amazon show. It takes place 1969-70. Back to your military story, I play a Vietnam vet who's come back and is dealing with some issues.
From
which
over
we
there.
Would now call PTSD, but back then they didn't have a name for it. So they just thought this guy was crazy, a little bit off, you know. They hadn't explored like the psychological aspects of war. So we're shooting that now. I'm still like in the middle of shooting it. It's fun. It's cool. It's good. Like, I'm dressing up in bell bottoms and my hair's all scraggly. Kind of like it is right now.
Right.
It's cool. It's kind of fun to get into costume like that. Like everybody's in these ridiculous, ridiculous outfits. You know?
Right.
That's really cool. And when can we expect to see this? Do you know?
I don't have a fucking idea.
All right.
I think in the fall.
Okay, cool.
I think we finished shooting the season in like 2 weeks or a week.
Awesome.
And they put them all out at once, you know, so you can binge watch them, which is the greatest thing in the world.
Which is great, unless it's a series that's going to come back again, if it's a one-off series.
Yeah.
But if not, then it comes back 2 years later.
That's
you
crazy.
Completely
like
forgot what happened.
I've been waiting for The Killing to come back for like
that thing in Seattle?
Years. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus,
see?
Dude.
What do you remember from it? Nothing, right?
Oh, I watched 8 episodes. I remember that it looked rainy, and I felt like I had a cold after
it. Yeah.
I was like, I need to get some Kleenex for season 2.
Isn't that the worst when it takes powerful. Like 2 years to come back, and you don't have an idea of what happened?
Wow. All right. Well, let's end round 2 with that.
All right.
So now, sir, Alexander, you have to pick a winner of that round.
I wasn't
round.
Even paying attention.
Everybody says that.
Everyone says
that,
but we don't let anybody off the hook.
How many rounds are there?
3.
All right. Well, I'm going to give this one to you just so we can have a round.
Okay.
You
know what?
Take it.
Thunder.
Oh, that's totally cool, man. You're a Democrat then, I guess we can say.
I'm diplomatic. I'm not, you know.
And listen, I'm not above anything. I'll take it. Sure.
I don't even remember the questions.
And that's interesting. Sometimes people do and sometimes people don't. And if you don't, then that's fair. I think that's a fair judgment.
Yeah.
think it's okay to come into round three. I mean, there's a reason there's three rounds.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we don't have four rounds.
Because if I gave you two rounds in a row, then it'd be like, show's over. Literally.
Yeah, but sometimes no, Matt needs to suffer.
It still goes on. It still goes on. All right. The show must go on.
There's some pressure right now.
All right.
So now we go to round three, which is a mini competition. And we normally theme them based on our guests. So today,
we did that.
What?
So today we continue
so
to
today
do that.
We're doing that. And since you are in a horror movie, Lights Out, that comes out soon or this weekend, we want you to give each of us a character from a horror movie, and we're going to have to do our best horror scream.
Ooh. What, you scream as the character, or
yes,
if the character was scaring you?
So, no, as the character. It could be whatever you want.
It can
whatever
be whatever
scenario
you
want to come up with.
And there can be a couple of rounds. It could be up to three rounds, but I think that we need to have, yeah. Or we could just do one round. What do you want?
Yeah, we'll do one round.
Let's
we'll
do
see
one
what,
round.
We'll
all right.
See what...
All right. This is tough.
We're going to do the same one. I think that that's
okay,
fair.
We'll do the same one? Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, because I watched Scream the other night.
Well, I did read an article that said you were the new Skeet Ulrich, by the way.
Is that true?
And the Huffington Post, yeah.
I like that.
Who's Skeet Ulrich?
That's not a good thing to say after you say you're the new Skeet Ulrich. Skeet Ulrich was the guy from Scream.
Oh. And he was in, what was that movie, As Good As It Gets?
As Good As It Gets, The Craft.
Oh, Jamie Kennedy was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
The Craft he was in.
You're going to have to do a Jamie Kennedy impression now. No, what I remembered, I watched Scream the other night. It was on TV. I caught like the second half of it. By the way, Matthew Lillard is kind of a ridiculous character of a person.
Yeah.
Right?
It like, is great.
It's,
yeah,
it's
so
ridiculous.
Weird.
Okay, so you're in the garage. Mm-hmm. The Scream, what's the character called? Scream? Is there like, do we call it Scream? What's the bad person called?
Screamer.
The Screamer comes in the garage.
Whatever you want.
Right?
Okay, the Screamer.
And you think it's one of your friends playing a little joke on you. Okay. Right? You think maybe it's Skeet or Matt Lillard or Jamie.
Hey, Matt.
Right?
Okay.
And they're like... And they're like standing there with the mask on, and you're like, "Oh, stop being so silly! Like you're scaring me. Like Courtney Cox and David Arquette are outside. Like everything's fine."
I know some cool people.
Oh, by the way, you're Rose McGowan. Something breaks, shit starts to get really wild, and you're like, "This isn't Matt or Skeet or Jamie. I better get the fuck out of here." And luckily, there's a little dog door in the garage door, so you're like, "This is my way out." But the problem is you've got huge fucking cans.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Try and get through
nice tits.
The garage door, your tits get you stuck. And
hot.
Screamer, right? Screamer?
Yeah.
Screamer knows that you're stuck on your tits. So what Screamer does is Screamer hits the garage door. You go flying up. And then you scream before you die.
Wow.
Okay, so.
And this is a rough death because you think you've escaped death. And you've almost escaped death.
Right.
Right.
But now you're dying in the most pathetic way.
Yes,
possible.
You are horizontally trapped in the. Yeah.
And you didn't even wear nice pants. That's the worst part.
Oh, yeah.
And
your pants are terrible. You haven't dated Marilyn Manson yet.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, let me get into character.
Okay.
Oh, Skeet. It's just you, Skeet. Hey. Okay, hold on. Oh, wait. Matthew? What are you joking about? What? I'm just getting some beer. No, don't push me. Oh my god. These are my tits. I don't know why I said that. Okay. Oh, okay. Blah, 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 blah. I'm stuck in the thing. I'm stuck in the thing. What's going on? What's going on? Ah! Why? It's a little Wicked Witch in there, but we'll go with it.
Be quiet at the end of yours. After you scream, just be quiet.
What?
Okay. Just die.
Sorry.
You're dead.
You're just laying there chatting in the door.
Okay.
Alright. Alright.
Strong.
Thank you.
Alright, I'm gonna go get us some beers, guys. What do you guys want? Sierra Nevadas? Oh, a couple of fat tires. Dope. Hey, Skeet, what's up, man? Bro, you grab me a couple of beers out of the fridge? Come on, man. Bro, what's your deal, bro? What's your deal, bro? Fuck. Fuck! Fuck! Yeah!
And scene.
Oh! Oh!
Okay. Wow.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
that's a lot of pressure.
A lot of good
dude.
Stuff over on this side.
Wow. I don't know why mine went a little wicked wicked witch there. At the
Every
end.
One of yours sounds like it happens with Dorothy.
Is
and
that the same scream that happens?
Always.
You've never heard me scream before.
It could be him getting angry at a Starbucks. It's the same thing.
I'm melting. All right, sir. This is the winner of this round, and ergo, the entire episode.
Are we going to be cool, whoever?
Yeah, oh, we're cool. Than this. We're cool.
Just, strictly because I hate the world of craft beer, I gotta give it to you for making a craft beer joke.
Fair enough.
No, so, I'll take it.
It's
look,
strong. It was strong.
That's what it
yours
comes down
to. Yours was very strong.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was kind of sexist when you said tits.
Oh. Well, no, that wasn't the dialogue I was getting
I'm
in
not
my...
that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Big cans would have been good.
Damn, okay.
Cans would have been all right.
Yeah.
Tits always get me. Congratulations, Theo. You win this episode. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Alexander, so
thank
much.
You guys.
And we can look forward to the film, man.
Yeah, dude, I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah.
Especially from the reviews I've read and what you've said, it seems like
it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Everybody's fired up, dude.
Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Do they talk sequels?
They talk...
But
we'll
we don't
see.
Know if you're a
just
survivor
go buy
or not.
Some tickets, you guys. Yeah. Come
okay.
on.
Let's start there.
Just start there.
Okay, fair
are
enough.
You going to go?
Absolutely, and I don't even like horror movies, but now I have to see it.
Yeah.
They scare me. I get nightmares.
Once I told you about my episode, I feel like I got a little sympathy out of that massage episode.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I hope that's in the outtakes, dude, a little bit.
It's like the credits roll, and all of a sudden some guy's just grabbing my junk, and I'm like... You guys have this on tape.
And then you hear my scream.
You see me go like.
All right, everybody go see Lights Out, the horror film with our guest, Alexander DePersia. Thank you so much for coming in and being our judge, and we hope you had a good time.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next time.